Welcome to the EFL Podblog. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.
So hi Judy.
Hi Barbara.
Hi.
Hi Susan.
Hi. So I've got a question. What's it like living in the second largest country in the world? Do you have like lots of space around you?
Oh, there's a lot of space. We have visitors from smaller countries and they can't believe how expansive it is. And like miles and miles and miles of just open countryside.
Right. So this is a bit of a pub quiz question for you. Miles and miles. Do you know the distance from one side of Canada to the other side of Canada?
Probably 10,000 miles.
Right.
We live in Winnipeg, right in the center of Canada, the heart of the continent, the North American continent. And it's about 5,000 miles west to Vancouver and about 5,000 miles east to the Maritimes.
Wow. So just to put that in context, I know it's about 1,000 miles from Toulouse to London. And that strikes me as a long way. So, wow. Okay, so that's the distance. Well, what about, I mean, people often go to Canada and they love the countryside, the camping car, trek and all that sort of thing. What kind of, can you describe the scenery a little bit, Barbara? Barbara, can you describe it?
Okay. Winnipeg, as I said, is in the center of the continent and we're in the area called the prairies. So it's very flat and you can stand outside and see literally for miles. We have beautiful, beautiful sunsets and really it is sky watching. So it is wonderful to see it. Like at this time of the year, it's fall, we'll see geese heading south. They're migrating.
Right.
So it is a diverse population and diverse countryside.
Right, so geese, is that kind of, do they go to the lakes? I'm thinking Canada, lots and lots of lakes.
Yes, we have over 100,000 lakes in Manitoba.
What? 100,000 lakes?
Right, just in our province.
Yes.
And then, of course, in Canada, we have the five Great Lakes over in the Ontario. Well, they're between both Canada and the States, but
lots of lakes. So do you do like canoeing and things?
There's all kinds of boating activities are really, really popular, and fishing is very, very prominent.
So this brings me now to the climate. Okay, fishing, I can imagine this, and you know, in a nice temperate climate. But what about the snow that you get, Judy? Tell us about the snow.
Lots and lots of snow. We can have drift sometime 5-6 feet tall. And we have a lot of winter activities. People love going out and snowmobiling, snowshoeing, cross-country skiing. And we don't have a lot of downhill skiing in our province. We have people who are in the mountains. We just have small hills. But a lot of people go to the west coast and do downhill skiing.
And the winter, is it a long winter or a short winter?
It's a long winter. It can be up to 6 months long. So that's half of the year.
Yes, that seems pretty long.
And it can get very, very cold. We have had temperatures of minus 40.
That's with the wind chill. Usually our temperature will be maybe not more than minus 35 in Winnipeg. And then if you add the wind chill to it, what you do is you dress warmly.
So you're prepared for it.
Technology now is wonderful because the clothing, down parkas, and it's a beautiful, lightweight.
So,
and we dress in layers.
Right.
So
it's not a problem.
It's not a problem.
Okay. Well,
I really do like to cross country ski, and I will cross country ski to minus 25.
Yes, well, I will take your word for that.
Yes.
I don't think I'll be doing it.
We would like to invite you to come and try it.
Yes. Well, we'll see. So now the other thing we often think about Canada is it's a country with two official languages. Does this affect you at all, Judy? Do you speak two languages?
No, I speak only English. And really anybody that does speak French also speaks English very fluently. So it really doesn't bother us. It's not like when we go to, say, France or something where it's predominantly French. No, it really doesn't affect us, I don't think.
But
not within our own province,
of course.
But when we go east to Quebec, the province of Quebec, that's mainly French-speaking there. So that's, if you don't speak it, then that would...
But is it when you say it affects you, what's the problem when you arrive there? Do they... people don't want to speak English to you, or
sometimes,
yes, in Quebec.
But mostly, what you would find is that all publications are in two languages, English and French, and so it is there. If you work in the government, it's mandatory that you are able to communicate in French.
Right, and a quick pub quiz question here: where is your parliament?
Well, we have our own provincial legislature, but Ottawa is the Canadian.
Ottawa, okay, because people know they know Montreal very well, they know Toronto, but Ottawa, that's the okay. And I know Canada's been in the news with this very young, dynamic prime minister that you've got. Do you think it reflects the open-minded?
Justin Trudeau, yeah, he's very, very popular, and actually wasn't designated to be the winner of this election, but he just got the masses believing in all the things that he could do, including myself. And
So you voted for him?
I did vote for him. I thought we needed a change of government, and I think sometimes you vote governments out rather than voting a government in. But he has been very dynamic. He's very personable. He can communicate very, very well.
Yeah.
And he reaches the masses. He reaches out.
That was
going to
be my question. Do you think he would reflect this open-minded society that we imagine that Canada is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are a multilingual, multi-dimensional country.
Yeah.
And we welcome immigrants, and we have very, very many different cultures.
Yes.
So he has really welcomed them all. And when we had Syrian immigrants come in, he was there on the first day to welcome them.
Yes, very good, very good. Now then, what about, I know Judy, you were telling me earlier on about a big occasion next year in Canada.
Yes, Canada is celebrating its 150th anniversary next year.
Yeah, and when you told me this, I had to say,
we are very young.
Yes, so young. I had no idea.
And we really notice that when we come to visit Europe, we see all these magnificent buildings that are centuries old.
Yeah.
We don't have that at all. When we see our buildings that are 100 years old, they're in terrible shape, some of them. They're just not built the way they were over here in Europe.
Yes, yeah.
And actually a lot of our historic buildings have been torn down because they haven't really stood the time.
Yeah, of 100 years.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and what kind of celebrations do you think will happen in Canada?
Oh,
in fact, when is Canada Day? So this is your other pub quiz.
July 1st.
Okay, yeah.
And there's so many different celebrations. Every little town, every village, every city has its own brand of celebrations. And of course, they all have fireworks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's always a fun thing for everybody. Yeah.
The biggest celebration will be in Ottawa on July 1st.
Yeah.
And the Prime Minister will be there with his full cabinet celebrating.
So that's something to look out for next year.
Chris, we are a little older than 150 years, but 150 years was Confederation.
Exactly, exactly. That was for the Constitution.
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Well, thank you so much for filling us all in on those details, and we'll certainly watch all the celebrations next year.
Would welcome you there to celebrate with us.
Yes, certainly. Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpoplog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.